Charting a Path to Success, an interview with Christina Marotkina, CEO of OnlyPlay. In the latest installment of our interview series with leading experts from the iGaming industry, we sit down with Christina Marotkina, the CEO of OnlyPlay. For those unfamiliar, OnlyPlay is a rising star in the world of game development, rapidly making its mark. In just 4.5 years, this innovative studio has produced over 85 game titles, backed by a wealth of experience and knowledge gained even before its official launch. To discover how this fresh face in the industry has swiftly navigated and dominated such a competitive market, continually pushing the boundaries of innovation, keep reading. Welcome, Christina. You have an intriguing journey. How does one transition from being a programmer to the CEO of a gaming studio in the iGaming world? What motivated you to make this switch, and wasn't it a leap of faith in a way? Thank you. It's great to be here. My journey from programmer to CEO has been an exciting adventure. I started in programming because I love problem-solving and creating new things. As I gained experience, I realized I wanted to have a bigger impact on the gaming industry. Making the switch was definitely a leap of faith, but I was motivated by a desire to push boundaries and innovate. It's been incredibly rewarding to see OnlyPlay grow and succeed. You call yourselves trendsetters and producers of games that appeal to a diverse audience. In today's world of fast consumable content, how do you succeed in attracting the newest generation of players? What balance are you looking for, and how do you bridge the gap and keep those players engaged? Attracting the newest generation of players is all about understanding their preferences and creating games that are engaging and easy to access. We focus on innovation and creativity, which is where our Tap Games mechanics come into play. By offering a unique gaming experience that's both fun and immersive, we can keep players engaged. We strive for a balance between cutting-edge technology and simple, enjoyable gameplay that appeals to a wide range of players. Speaking about innovation, this seems to be the cornerstone and key to OnlyPlay's success thus far. Tap Games mechanics, developed and patented by OnlyPlay, transform the traditional player experience, offering much more than regular slots. Can you share more about the ideation behind this? How does one come up with such a revolutionary approach to gaming that addresses almost any problem in the saturated market, from engagement and gamification to increased efficiency and profitability? Tap Games mechanics were born out of our desire to reinvent the traditional slot experience. We wanted to create something that was not only entertaining but also interactive and rewarding. Our team brainstormed and experimented with various ideas until we found the perfect combination of engagement, gamification, and efficiency. The result is a gaming experience that stands out in the saturated market, addressing key issues like player retention and profitability. The Tap to Earn, T2E, crypto-based games are on the rise. Can you compare T2E and Play to Earn, P2E, games to the Tap Games mechanics by OnlyPlay? What common ground do they share, and what gives Tap Games the edge? I would say that they are still two different concepts that may be similar to each other only visually. PiggyTap was launched in the fall of 2023, when iGaming didn't have any similar mechanics yet. It quickly gained popularity and became recognizable among players and partners. Then one popular T2E game was released in the spring of 2024, in which of course everyone saw the similarity to PiggyTap. But it's only visual. We created a tapper for the classic gambling player. The game is based on RNG, which gives mathematically clear rules for winning. The player can place any bets on any currencies that are on the operator and win money. Also, PiggyTap has many different features that make the gaming experience exciting and fun. It's also worth noting that PiggyTap is a multiplayer game. It has an element of shared sociality, where players make a common contribution and compete for the main prize, the jackpot pool. The concept behind T2E and P2E is to allow crypto-oriented users to farm as many coins as possible in a fairly primitive game, bring more other users into the project through a loyalty program, and then earn money by listing the coins on an exchange. It's hard to compare this to the real game motivation of a gambler. PiggyTap is indeed one of your greatest hits so far. It's fun, casual, has amazing graphics, and is super simple to play, although there's a lot going on the screen. So, My question isn't about how the game became a success, but rather, how important is it to understand your end user's psychology, and how do you achieve this level of knowledge that helps in crafting the best content? Understanding our end user's psychology is crucial to our success. We conduct extensive research and gather feedback to ensure we know what our players want. This helps us create content that resonates with them on a deeper level. We aim to make games that are not only fun but also psychologically rewarding, keeping players engaged and satisfied. What should players expect from playing PiggyTap? What happens on their screens that is so mesmerizing that they can't seem to look away? PiggyTap holds the player's gaze from the very beginning and reveals itself gradually with each minute and session. As soon as the player starts the game, he sees that there is something going on. An animated big bright pig in the center, some players are beating it from all sides, cracks are formed on it, which tells the player that the main goal is to break the piggy bank. The player then sees the accumulated amounts in the jackpot area, which makes him want to compete for them. At about this moment, the player makes the first tap. Then he realizes that the game, unlike slots and crashes, gives the opportunity to tap quickly. Here turns on the excitement. During the tap, the player from the piggy can fall out of the lightning that starts a mini slot. We tried to leave something familiar to the player, where the free spins are played. You can also win horseshoes that start the Wheel of Fortune with additional multipliers. In PiggyTap, we don't let the player get bored. We stylize the pig under all holidays, change icons, and release updates. Soon there will be another major update, which will affect the retention of the game even more. You have been in the market since March 2020. Since then, you've launched 80 plus titles, more if we count the skin updates you launch for some of your best sellers like PiggyTap. Quick math tells us that adds up to 1.5 games every month. Besides tap games, you also produce crash games, instant win games, and slots. In this extensive portfolio, what are your other proud moments and favorite games? PiggyTap stands as the crown jewel of our creativity and development. Its popularity and impressive stats speak volumes about its success. But reaching this pinnacle wasn't a straightforward journey. It was paved with experiments, some less successful, yet rich in experience and insights. Take, for instance, our game Need for X with its infinity mechanics. It performed admirably, and now, you'll find numerous games with a similar setup. We're also immensely proud of our slots, especially our latest release, Caramello Jackpot. Inspired by the vibrant Brazilian market, one of our most successful regions, we aim to create something truly special for Brazil. Our CMO had the brilliant idea to base a slot on the beloved Brazilian dog meme, Caramello. The response from players has been nothing short of ecstatic. It's been a hit, bringing smiles and excitement to countless faces. Not only do you produce quantity, but you also maintain a high level of quality. How do you ensure that only play standards are met in every game you launch? What are the key moments a developer goes through from ideation to game launch that elevate the games to the next level? Maintaining high quality is a top priority for us. Our development process involves several key stages, from ideation and prototyping to rigorous testing and refinement. We have a dedicated team that ensures every game meets our standards of excellence. Collaboration and feedback are crucial throughout this process, allowing us to fine-tune our games and deliver the best possible experience to our players. You've conquered a great number of markets, developed crypto, instant win, crash, slot games, and your titles are available on more than 1,500 platforms worldwide. What is next for OnlyPlay? If you had to picture OnlyPlay 1 year from now, how do you see it evolving? The future looks bright for OnlyPlay. We're constantly exploring new technologies and trends to stay ahead of the curve. In the next year, we plan to expand our portfolio with even more innovative games, including new genres and mechanics. We're also looking to enhance our presence in emerging markets and continue to build strong partnerships with leading platforms. When we speak about leadership, we should also speak about the whole team behind the company. In your words, what sets your team apart, and how do you lead them to success? What is the common trait you guys share that make you a successful team? Our team is the heart and soul of OnlyPlay. What sets us apart is our shared passion for gaming and innovation. We foster a collaborative and creative environment where everyone is encouraged to share ideas and contribute. Leading this team is a privilege, and I focus on empowering each member to reach their full potential. The common trait we share is a relentless drive to push boundaries and deliver exceptional gaming experiences. Great achievements come with great efforts and overcoming obstacles, especially in our niche. A new trend emerges every year. 2022 was about gamification, focused on leveraging AI in game production, although companies are still innovating in this field as it's so vast. What do you think will mark 2024? There will definitely be social elements in games and metagames. We are one of the first on the market to start adding mechanics and features from social gambling to classic gambling games. This is showing good results, and we see that more and more other providers and platforms are trying to add additional mechanics from social games. This will soon add to our market globally. Companies in any industry thrive better in a competitive environment as they push each other forward. What word of advice would you give to a new game studio entering the market now, that you wished you had received back when you started OnlyPlay? My advice to new game studios is to stay true to your vision and be fearless in your pursuit of innovation. Don't be afraid to take risks and think outside the box. It's also crucial to listen to your players and be adaptable. The gaming industry is constantly evolving, and staying flexible and responsive to market trends will help you succeed. And most importantly, have fun with what you do. Passion is the key to creating great games. Thank you for your time, Christina. It was our pleasure to discuss such fascinating topics with you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to discuss these exciting aspects of our industry. I look forward to seeing what the future holds for OnlyPlay and the world of iGaming. About Christina. Christina Maratkina is a dynamic entrepreneur and the CEO of OnlyPlay with a rich background in the gambling industry since 2011. Starting as a programmer, she developed deep technical expertise that now drives her success in the field. Outside of her professional endeavors, Christina is a passionate enthusiast of gaming culture with a keen interest in immersive digital experiences. Despite her digital interests, Christina also enjoys the thrill of traditional gambling, particularly in land-based casinos. In her personal life, Christina finds joy in her role as a mother to her daughter and takes pleasure in the company of her pets. She owns two Italian greyhounds, which indicates her gambling nature.